Lee people, as you know, are the warmest, most decent people you could find in the country. So to be asked by them again to represent them in Parliament is a massive privilege. It really is. And yes, people will remember at the last election, they tried to break this constituency into three. We fought it. And, you know, my message is that Lee is giving a strong message back to London tonight. You know, these things aren't right. The way working people are struggling to make ends meet, London needs to start listening a bit more to places like Lee.
I mean, in your acceptance speech, you referred to privatisation of the NHS, which Labour did a little bit of it, and you referred also to students' fees, which Labour did a little bit of. So it's an odd speech you made, if I may say.
Well, no, I don't think so, because those are the issues that have been coming up, Alan. And, you know, we didn't treble tuition fees, did we, to £9,000. And for young kids in Lee,
no, £27,000,
the cost of a degree, is putting many of them off, you know. And that breaks my heart, that, because this town needs aspiration. And to have that university dream taken away from kids, as happened when Clegg and Cameron increased the fees, well, that was quite criminal in my view. Also, it wasn't the Labour government that said that a bus company could run our ambulance services. It was this government. Again, people feel angry that they weren't even asked about whether they wanted that to happen. And of course, you know, the pressure of people on 0 hours contracts. I met a lady on Twist Lane a couple of nights ago who said that though she had a job, she still had to rely on the food bank because she just didn't know some weeks what her hours were going to be. And that isn't right, is it, in England in 2015, that people here in Lee are having to rely on food banks to feed their kids even though they're in work.